Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Good morning and welcome to 92.7 Arrow FM. I am Camille and this is What's Going On, where I endeavour to tell you exactly what is happening in the Wairarapa this weekend and in the future. We've had some great tasks happening in the past, though. Eastside Festival went off. Mate, did it go off. And there were so many fantastic people there supporting it. This morning, I have got a fantastic interview with Ralph from the Trick of Light Theatre. Ralph, are you there yet? No, we're still waiting. So with these live links, all I have to do is wait to hear from somebody and they're going to speak and then they're going to come on. So hopefully, Ralph, whenever you press that link and you can join me, that would be fantastic. All you have to do is say hello. We've got so many cool things happening in the region at the moment with summer starting to wind up, isn't it? And I'll get into them more a little bit later. Are you there, Ralph? No Ralph yet, but that's okay. We did say 9 o'clock, and I am on the dot, aren't I? So what else is happening? And we've got the Summer Hummer coming up this weekend. That's going to be amazing, and we have got such a long list of people coming on that. If anyone is there, just say hello. Ralph, are you there? No, not happening yet. So let's go on to Facebook. Summer Hummer 2025 public event. This is going to be amazing at Queen Elizabeth Park tomorrow. It starts at 1 o'clock. What to expect? There's a huge lineup, an incredible lineup. In fact, we have Cassie Henderson, the Dead Zephyrs, Broda Beats, the Seeky Brothers, The Coffin Fits, Pat for President, Monty Fairbrother, Cantaloupe, Park Drive and MC Elite Band. This is going to be amazing. It's just a koha to get in. A lot of people have already reserved their seats via the ticket place that you can buy them from. But it's going to go off. Hi there, Ralph.
Kia ora, how are you going?
Good, Ralph. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you.
Cool, I can see you. I'm so glad that you made it.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
Can you see me?
I can.
Ah, that's so good. That is so good. Hey, welcome to 92.7 Arrow FM. We do the show every Friday called What's Going On, where I get to tell the people in this beautiful region that we have what is happening and what is going to be happening. Ralph, you actually are one of the founders of Trick of the Light Theatre, aren't you?
That's right. Yeah, it's myself and my partner, Hannah Smith.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you are an award-winning theatre company from Wellington, Whanganui Atara. We love that. Founded by Hannah Smith and Ralph. That's who you are, of course. And this is a theatre that is playful, inventive, thought-provoking and speaks to the here and now. And you say your dark crossovers works for adults and children and believe that theatre should resonate with the wider world. I've obviously taken those from your guys' page, but that is what you're about, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So we make quite an eclectic range of work. There's usually a strong emphasis on narrative. We like storytelling.
Yes.
And on design and really integrating that design into the shows that we make.
Yeah, excellent. So how long ago did this all start?
We formed the company in 2011.
Oh.
So we've been making shows together in sort of other guises prior to that as well.
Oh, no, that's amazing. It's really cool. What I was going to do is I was going to play the, we have a 42-second trailer, but I thought I'd play that quickly and to show people what you guys are about, and then we'll talk about that more, and then I'll get you to tell us about the tour that you have happening. Are you good with that?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, guys, so I'm going to play the, this is the trailer, this is the Suitcase Show trailer, so check this out. Oh, wow. That looks incredible. Seriously incredible. You're still there, Ralph.
I'm still here.
Oh, that's excellent. I'll just take that off there. We do all our production ourselves here. So we have little
stuff.
Yeah, isn't it awesome? Hey, so how did this just happen when you were, like, playing with your torch? Or how did this start? I'm actually really intrigued.
Do you mean Suitcase Show specifically?
Yeah. Oh, not specifically. Oh, but the idea of it all. Yes, but that as well.
Well, I suppose with Suitcase Show, so the form that the show takes is that it's a collection of short stories and each one is told out of a suitcase. And we made it in pieces. We made each suitcase individually and then we pieced it together at the beginning of last year. We'd known for maybe a year prior that that was the kind of form that we were heading towards. Yeah. We wanted it to be this anthology form.
Oh, wow.
And because they're all individual suitcases, it meant we could really explore lots of different designs and lots of story ideas. So we had bits of design and story idea that had been kicking around for a while, or new ones that would come up as sort of the form found itself.
Yeah.
And we went, you know, we don't see this working on a full scale with a full cast, but it's something that we can explore. Or in many cases, it's more ambitious than what you could achieve on a full scale. So we're playing with shadow puppetry and with narrated stories. There's one that plays out kind of like a radio play with images over the top.
Yeah.
There's a silent one that's playing out with these strange alien hand creatures.
Ooh.
And then we could try a whole bunch of different stuff. So a lot of different experimentation and playing with different forms. And then we just kept refining and refining.
Yeah, and it looks like you've done a lot of refining. It just looks fantastic. And it's also going back to very, very old style of telling stories, isn't it? Probably way before there would have been film and stuff like that.
It's a real mix. We consciously wanted to make something that was eclectic in form. So some of them are extremely lo-fi. So it's shadows moving across light and storytelling, you know, orally.
Yeah.
And then some of them we're playing with little wireless projectors and gizmos that are only possible in the day and age that we're in.
Yeah, which is fantastic as well. Really fantastic. And I want to know also, before we get into talking about the tour, does it take, like, the tour that you are about to embark on, which starts on the 25th of February and goes to the 4th of April, well, then that's quite a bit of touring there. How long did it take to come up with these little storylines that you do? How much time it went into getting this going?
Sure. So we started making this probably about 3 years ago now.
Mm.
And that was at the point where we started trying out these little short stories. We had kids, we had young kids, and we've made shows for years, but we knew we weren't going to be able to bite off a full-scale production when we had kids under two.
Yeah.
So we thought we could do some sort of 10-minute, 15-minute short stories. And so we built it incrementally like that. And we also got to play in some strange spaces. So we were testing them out. We did one upstairs at a pub, and we did one in a photography dark room where we could squash in an audience of eight just.
Oh, wow.
And so the spaces really lent themselves to the stories as well. So yeah, over the last 3 years, we started piecing it together, and then we'd come back and try one again and finesse a little bit or introduce a new story. And then it was at the start of last year that we pieced the whole thing together and built in the framing narrative We're just tinkerers, so we've kept refining it since then as well.
That must have been such a cool feeling when you're like, I think we've done it.
That must have been such
a buzz.
It was, and through the very first season when we did the full length, we were still playing with the order and the sequencing and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Now I think we've kind of settled on the form, but we've just been spending the last few days doing some more design, so we're keep playing with it.
It's ever evolving. So what? I absolutely love that. So what is your tour about? What is it called? What is it about? And where are you going?
So the tour that we're doing is through PANS, the Performing Arts Network of New Zealand.
Okay.
They have an organisation that was called Tour Makers. I think they might have slightly changed the name now, but they support mid-scale works and touring around the country. So we're going all around the North Island. We're going as far north as Kerikeri, via Auckland Festival, Hamilton Arts Festival, down through Hastings, and then back to Whanganui Ātara.
Yes.
And then we're going down south to Wanaka and Dunedin as well.
Oh, wow, that is super cool. And you're going to be on March the 22nd, you'll be at the Carterton Event Centre.
Yeah,
that's
very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's such a good, like, we're very proud of this event centre, I must say. They seem to get all the really cool gigs. I'm sitting in Masterton, but Carterton's the place to be to go for a gig, that's for sure. So, yeah, on March the 22nd. And how can people get tickets?
Well, I believe those ones are being sold through the Carterton Event Centre site.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just clicking on the link. Through the Carterton Event Centre site. So
okay, cool.
That's really the best place to go to.
Yeah,
though also
absolutely.
You can find them through our site as well, which is trickofthelight.co.nz.
Yes, and you guys also have a Facebook book page. And if you want to go and have a little cheeky look at some things, you can find them on YouTube as well, which I was very happy to have found. Oh, this must be so exciting for you guys to be able to do this, to have something that you imagined come to life and now taking it on tour. That's fantastic. So the best of luck. I doubt that you need it.
Oh, thanks so much. We can't wait.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for coming on my show this morning and telling us about that. And I'll definitely be promoting it more closer to the date. And you may actually see me at the show because that sounds really cool.
Awesome. Look forward to catching up in person.
Oh, thank you so much. Look, thank you so much for coming on, Ralph. I'm now going to play, play some Shakespeare's Sister since we're talking about theatre and stuff. Ironically, nothing to do with Shakespeare, but here we go. Thank you, Ralph.
Your image. You looked at me with that sweet smile and said something they won't let me repeat. We hurt the ones we love the most. It's a subtle form of compliment. I don't care if you talk about me.
Yeah. rocking horse of a wave. Said to the laureate, this meets, of course, as sharp as any lynx, and blacker, deeper than the drinks, as any Hottentot without remorse. For the meat, said she, and the drinks you can see are hot as any Hottentot, and not the goods for me. Hot as any Hottentot, and not the goods for me.
I don't care if you talk about me.
By Shakespeare's sister here at 92.7 RFM, your community access station here in the Wired Upper, where we bring you the coolest of shows, and a lot of us produce them, present them, and do everything all by ourselves. It's so good. 92.7 Arrow FM. This show is brought to you by Trust House Wired Upper. What's going on? At the Wairarapa Farmers Market this week, we have a demonstration of wood turning from the Woodworkers Guild. These talented craftspeople will be making freebies for the kids, as well as encouraging keen adults to sign up for some classes. Clearville Bakery are back with their full range of fresh breads, croissants, pies and sweet treats, and TK Wild Gourmet Pies will have their full wild menu with some amazing combinations. Rowan's Kitchen will have Middle Eastern street food, and Bella's Pork Buns, her tasty Filipino street food. Coffee will be provided by Masciato, and fresh veggies by Gladstone Gardens. We'll have plenty of free-range eggs and avocados, plus many craft stores, so that you can find that perfect gift from Songbird Cottage Crafts, Melanie Clear Handbags, Recycled Wood by Don, Bee Haven, and Two Crafty Heifers. For keen knitters, Rose Spud will have a stall selling her hand-dyed wools, and Muri Aroha will have hand-woven kitty. Plenty to choose from, and with live music, hope to see you at the Wairarapa Farmers Market Saturday 9 to 1 at the Solway Showgrounds. That is so cool. Helen, she's the secretary. She sends me an email every week, and I don't have to do this myself, and I really, really like that. She writes it all out for me, so That's just brilliant. That is just brilliant. I also have some other things that have been sent to me. It is the Masterton on the 15th of March. It's the Corvette Nationals. It's a gold coin koha, or proceeds to Solway School. That is really cool. So if you're into Corvettes, it's the Corvette Nationals on the 15th at the Copthorn and Copthorne at Solway, Masterton. Oh, they'll all be parked up there. All parked up there for you. Library After Dark. Oh, I love the sound of that. I love the sound of that. Let's talk about perimenopause with Sarah Percy and Helen Hickson. Thursday, the 6th of March, 6:30 till 8 p.m. An inspiring session dedicated to understanding and navigating perimenopause. Discover practical, evidence-based strategies for managing symptoms, enhanced well-being, and feeling empowered during this transformative time with confidence. Mate, perimenopause can go beep itself. Honestly, I can say that because I'm in it and I'm experiencing it. So that might be a really good thing for me to go to. I bet you thought I was going to swear, but I didn't. So that's at Masterton on the 6th of March from 6:30 till 6:30 p.m. till 8 p.m. Actually, that'll be primo sitting in the dark. No, sitting in the... Oh, Camille, sitting in the library after dark. Oh, I do like that. Do you know else what I like? I like being in your room. The Bangles. 92.7 Arrow FM. What's going on? Brought to you by Truss House. Ah, and your mom. 92.7 Arrow FM, bringing you the best sounds with the best information about what's going on, the best little part of New Zealand. Ninth birthday celebration on the Friday, the 28th of February, at Sacred Art Tattoos and Piercing. We love that place. We love that place. Tats and Tacos happening on their ninth birthday. Oh, so let's get that back up again. From 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., there's going to be walk-in flash tattoos, in-store specials, $100 gumball tattoos, all new designs. That's actually really cool. That's actually really cool. Lulu's Takarera Taco Food Truck, wicked, can go in to win a sacred prize pack, plus more, with live music. Sacred Art Tattoo, 29 Queen Street, Masterton. This is going to be awesome next Friday. We love that, guys. We love that. And 9 years. 9 years. Well done. I reckon that's freaking awesome, you guys. Well done. Anyone that can run a business in this day and age, especially in a small town, awesome. $2 tickets on sale now at Event Finder for Summer Hummer. Starts at 1 o'clock, but I think it really gets going at about 2 p.m. I'm not too sure. It's gonna be awesome with all their bands playing just for you. It's gonna be amazing. Summer Hummer at Queen Elizabeth Park. You know where it is. You know where it is. So that's happening as well. Oh, there's some amazing things. Hood Aerodrome, open day on the 2nd of March. Oh, that looks cool. Planes, food trucks, and games is $5 a head, under 14's free, cash only, 2nd of March at Hood Aerodrome, Solway Marston from 9 till 3. Go check it out. Go check out all the planes and the food trucks. We love the food trucks. But the planes and the games. Oh, trains, planes, and automobiles. That's a film in that, that's for sure. So that's coming up on the 2nd. That's actually really brilliant. 2nd of March. Comedy Hypnotist. Oh, I don't think that sounds funny, but I think it will be. Of course, this is going to be... He doesn't actually say. Oh, he's going to be at the Copthorn on the 8th of March. Comedy Hypnotist Rob Young. When the audience becomes the stars of the show. Early bird tickets are $35. Doors open 7:30 p.m. Venue, Copthorn. Look, you're not telling us much there, Rob. Oh, women are like sensor. Oh, no, that's other things. That's psychics, eh? Oh, I don't know what I think about that. It could be kind of funny to take your mate if you want to make, you know, get your mate to do something, but then you could get caught up in it and that could all go wrong. Comedy Hypnotist. A clothes swap party. Yay! I shouldn't say it like that. It's pre-loved clothes swap party on February the 28th. So that's next week at 2 p.m. at 81 Main Street, Greytown. Join us for fabulous and eco-friendly evening at the Kelly pre-loved clothes swap party. This event is all about refreshing your wardrobe without spending a dime. Whether you're looking to update your closet with unique pieces or give new life to a gently loved item. Do you know what? I'm sick of my clothes at the moment. I know that sounds like, oh well, yeah, you could have bigger problems than that. Well, I do. I'm just not bringing them to the radio today. I leave that for Facebook. No, I don't actually. You know, sometimes you're just like, oh, I just got nothing to wear. And you're sitting there in a bed covered with clothes, with the wardrobe open, all the drawers spilling out with clothes. So this would actually be a really good thing to refresh your style and make a positive impact on the planet instead of throwing them away. So that's really cool. You must RSVP to the event so we know it will be worth it for everyone wanting to participate. So, yeah, check them out. Kelly Preloved. She's on Facebook as well. Let's have another song here at 92.7 Arrow FM on this show. What's going on? Brought to you by Truss House Wairarapa. I can't be with you. Lying in my bed again, and I cry 'cause you're not.
mother of your child, and now it's just farewell. Put your hands in my hands and come with me. I'll find another end in my head on anyone's shoulder, 'cause I can't be with you.
With you, Dolores, rest in peace, you beautiful soul, you. Oh, we just lose all the great ones. We do. You are listening to 92.7 RFM. This is the show, What's Going On, brought to you by Trust House Wired at Upper. What else is going on this weekend? We all know the summer hummer's happening. That's going to be primo, guys. It really is. And there's going to be, it's just such a great way to bring the community together as well. And I really enjoy that. 1st of March, the Martinborough Fair is back. Martinborough Fair is back. Fun for the whole family. So that's on the 1st of March. I don't really think that we need to go into that because we know where it is. Martinborough. Why? Because it's going to be a fair. It's going to be awesome. There's a QR video trail. What's this about? Launch of the QR video trail Millennium Native Forest Reserve, March the 1st at 2 p.m. Worsley's Green. It must be part of it. I actually haven't even been there. Explore the reserves. I have, but I haven't walked through it properly. Explore the reserves trails. Scan the QR codes with your phone. Discover the reserve's history, wildlife, and conservation efforts, plus talks from special speakers, community stalls, and a picnic in nature. Don't forget your phone to explore the trail and a picnic to enjoy on the green. That's really cool. That's on the 1st of March. So that's, I think that'll be something really worth going to. We can talk about that a bit more. Holloway Hoopla. What is the Holloway Hoopla? Doesn't tell me much there. That's in Wellington anyway. It says Wellington, but... It's Carterton. This family-friendly event on Holloway Street in Carterton is sure to entertain with circus and street performers, food crafts, craft workshops, music and more. Whether you're a long-time resident or new to our region, come and join us at the Holloway Hoopla. The main event will be the circus barbecue party from Colossal, a action-packed high-energy explosion of colourful and skillful circus street theatre. Oh, I love this. This show includes high-skilled aerial circus, world-class equilibristics. Oh, I can't even say that word, dude. I mean, they just bend and bounce. Uniquely Kiwi comedy and bizarre party ticks, all set on and around the Humble Barbecue. So it's going to start, enjoy a magic show at 10 a.m. The circus barbecue party sessions at 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. and there's also free face painting. That's going to be epic, guys. Epic. So, so good. Look, there is so much happening in this beautiful region. Get out there. Get out there amongst it. You can Google the places just like I have, and you can open up a newspaper because we can all read, I hope. There's so, so much on. Thank you for joining me today and my fantastic guest today. Thank you so much, Ralph. Thank you so much from the Trick of the Light Theatre. Thank you, everybody. Enjoy your weekend.